Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, been saving the best for last today because I've been paying a lot of attention to the Rittenhouse trial. And one guy that's written more about it than anybody I know is Dean Weingarten. He joins us now. So, this trial, are you surprised they've been deliberating as long as they have?
Well, I would have been surprised at the beginning of the trial. But after I saw the closing and the jury instructions, I'm not so surprised. The jury instructions were not clear. They were muddled. I believe the prosecution did everything they could to make sure they were muddled. And then in the prosecution's closing, they said some things about the law that simply were not true, and they were given a pass on it. So, of course, the jury is confused about what the law actually is. They've asked for jury instructions several times now, at least twice, I think maybe more. And so they're trying to make sense. And I hate to say it in a way because I think the defense wasn't horrible all the time, but they should have made very clear in their closing what the law was on self-defense. If they had to put up a chart saying here's what happened, so that the jury would know what the law was. But I think my best guess is what's happening is there is a holdout or two on the jury. Some people have indicated it may be the foreman, who simply are unwilling to accept that Kyle acted in self-defense. And they're hanging their hat, it appears, on the provocation argument brought in at the last minute by the prosecution that's almost entirely based on this very weakly plausible evidence of this drone video that came in at the last moment under unusual provenance. And so if there were logic and reality in all this, it would be over by now, but I think that's what we're seeing. I can't swear to it. I'm not in the jury. I don't exactly know. I'm working on inference only, but that's what I suspect is happening. So we will we'll see. I think that there's a reasonably good chance the judge will just direct a dismissal with let's see, what's the word I'm looking at for
prejudice.
That yes, with prejudice, which means they can't bring it back. And that those he will never be charged with those charges again. But we will we'll have to see. Another thing that's disturbing about this case is watching the deteriorating health of Judge Schroeder. It has to be affecting his judgment. We've seen him go from what seemed like allergies to what seemed like a mild cold to me wondering if he's going to make it through Friday. You know, he's continuing to cough and sniffle, and I really wonder, he's mentioned, I think it was 2 days ago, that now it was definitely a cold. I like Judge Schroeder. I just think he's unfortunately operating under a serious impediment here, which makes it hard for him to be at the top of his game.
What do you think about what's going on outside the trial?
I thought that Judge Schroeder would sequester the jurors early on, and they just decided not to. And it was mostly the judge's decision. The defense should probably have asked for it, but I think they were just playing the, well, let's not anger the judge, or let's not be contentious with the judge, or whatever. But I think they should have sequestered him. I think the Judge Schroeder simply misjudged the huge impact of this case and how important it was. And I saw that as we went up to the case, and I watched him in various motions, and it's clear he was not, and it may be deliberate, but he was clearly not following the case or looking at any of the video evidence that was out there, and that may have been what he decided to do. But now that the case may be one of the most watched trials ever, you know, and he's getting called for doing things which are quite reasonable and ordinary, and he's being called a racist for him. He's picked up, and frankly, that's the worst of two worlds. You don't watch what's going on prior to the trial, and then once the trial starts, suddenly you're interested because people are calling your name. You know, it'd be better for him not to watch any of that or to pay more attention to all of it. And so that's part of what I think we are seeing. He's being very cautious. He doesn't want either a mistrial, and he doesn't want to be called the judge who let a person go without due process. So that's what I think is going on there.
But, I'm talking about what goes on outside the courtroom.
So that feeds into that. And we have all these protesters out there. I understand there's protesters from both sides. And then you have this reporter, supposedly from NBC, which they now say, well, he's just a freelancer. But he says, at least it was relayed, that he said that he got instructions from NBC in New York to follow the jury bus. Well, more of that will probably come out.
Well, I guess the thing I don't understand is, and we're seeing this, we saw this in New York with the incoming mayor. You know, you had Hawk Newsom that got out there and said, if he thinks they're going to do something, there's going to be bloodshed in the streets. And then you got these protests going on outside of this trial. And why aren't we taking a look at this stuff and saying, okay, this is an obvious threat. We're going to take action because there's nothing like a little bit of motivation to make things, people change their mind.
I think we should. For example, I think the judge could say no protest within two blocks of the courthouse. No, wouldn't be that hard. It's perfectly allowable under the First Amendment, but he hasn't. He did not believe this case would be as widespread and important as it's become. That's what I'm reading him there as when I'm watching him. I'm talking about watching his reactions, his body language, and like I said, I'm a fan. I think Bruce Schroeder's a heck of a judge, but he just misread the whole situation, thought he could get through it, didn't have to take special precautions, and we're seeing the results of a fair amount of that. So that's what I think is going on, and we're getting really into the weeds on this. I would like to talk a little bit about how this relates to Kyle Rittenhouse, not this, but the trial relates to Kyle Rittenhouse's friend, Dominic Black. I'm not sure they're still friends, but I don't see too much evidence for animus.
Well, let's pick that up in the next segment. We're coming up on the first break anyway, so we can pick that up in the next segment. We can start it right there. AmmoLand.com. Spoke to Freddie Reel today. The biggest outlet for gun culture news on the planet. Dean, of course, is the biggest writer at AmmoLand, which makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture. Well over 1,800 plus articles there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Dean Weingarten, and now we're going to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse's buddy Dominic, which I didn't even know he had a buddy, so this will be good. Tell me about him.
Black started dating Kyle's sister, Mackenzie, in 2020, early 2020. And so he was spending a lot of time at Kyle's place, or they were spending time at his stepfather's place in Kenosha. And in the course of this, Kyle became very good friends with Dominic Black. They became such good friends, they called each other brother. And what happened in this case is that the prosecution, in my opinion, probably maliciously added the weapons charge against Kyle as charge number 6 without there being any basis in the law for the charge. And people started questioning that charge right from the beginning. I mean, within just a few days, people were writing about it. Wait a minute, it's not illegal for him to have a rifle. It's just not. It's right there in the law. And the prosecution just went on and said, no, that's not true. Well, the first legal team asked for dismissing the charge. The second legal team, I'm talking about Kyle Rittenhouse's legal team, asked for dismissing the charge. And then right through the hearings on up right into the trial, well into the trial, the defense kept asking to dismiss the charge. And finally, Judge Schroeder, just before they're going to give, they're finishing up jury instructions at the end of the trial, Judge Schroeder, and after all the evidence has been in, Judge Schroeder says, yeah, it's bogus. I'm dismissing the charge. And in fact, it was kind of funny because there was only one way that the charge would stick, and that would be if the rifle was a short-barreled rifle. And the prosecution was saying, well, you know, when he measured the rifle, it could be a short-barreled rifle, this, you know. And so finally the judge says, okay, is the rifle here in the courthouse? And, yeah, well, measure it. And then the prosecution said, well, we see it's not a short-barreled rifle. And that shows the kind of scumminess of the prosecution. They knew it wasn't a short-barreled rifle. For over a year, they knew it wasn't a short-barreled rifle. But once the other part of the law went away, because the charge was dismissed, then they clung onto this in just some kind of irresponsible hope that they could somehow keep these weapons charges alive. Now, one of the reasons that the weapons charge was brought in the first place, in my opinion, is that otherwise it's hard to show Kyle doing anything wrong. He's legally walking around the streets of Kenosha, which he has every right to do, as anybody else does. He's legally armed with a legal rifle that's not violating any law.
Here's a question that I've been dying to ask, and maybe you know. So I guess open carry of rifles in Wisconsin is legal.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Not only that, it's been legal forever. It's never been illegal to open carry rifles or pistols in Wisconsin. But as we led up to the shall issue permit law in Wisconsin, there were people openly carrying, and then they would get charged with things like, disturbing the peace. And finally, the Attorney General of Wisconsin said, just carrying a firearm is not disturbing the peace. And so when the shall issue law was written, there was a piece in there that said, Mere possession of a firearm is not disturbing the peace. So I actually put it into law in Wisconsin that way. So another reason for having the weapons charge in the Rittenhouse case is that they probably wanted to make sure the weapon got confiscated or forfeited and destroyed. It seems to be a thing with these leftist prosecutors that they really, really want to make sure weapons are confiscated and destroyed. This was mentioned with the appointed prosecutor down in the McCloskey case in St. Louis. He said that was one of his priorities, was to make sure he got the weapons.
Right.
Which seems kind of weird, but that's what it was. I mean, they're obsessed with these weapons. So, because the rifle did not legally belong to Kyle, it belonged to his friend, Dominic Blass, who had purchased it with the agreement that once Kyle became 18, then he would legally transfer the rifle to Kyle. So it wasn't legally Kyle's, it belonged to Dominic Blass. He had legally purchased it. So in order to get the rifle, they had to somehow get Dominic Blass charged with something. So with the weapons charge, there's another part of that law that says if you supply one of these dangerous weapons to somebody who's not of the proper age, then you get severe penalties, up to 6 years in prison for each charge. If somebody was shot with this weapon that you provided to somebody who couldn't have it. So Dominic Blass was facing up to 12 years in prison because Kyle shot and killed two people in self-defense. But, of course, that presumes that Kyle couldn't legally possess the rifle. Well, he legally could possess it the whole time. So once Judge Schroeder dismissed the weapons charge, the case against Dominic Blass evaporates. How can you charge him with illegally providing a weapon to somebody when it wasn't illegally provided to him? It's only illegally provided to him if he couldn't legally possess it.
Right.
But with the dismissal of the charge, it's obvious. He was legally possessing it. So the whole idea of these charges against Dominic are ludicrous at this time. Now, they're not going to dismiss him right away because they're going to wait at least until the trial for Kyle Rittenhouse is finished. If the prosecution has any brains, which they're smart, but their logic is so fuzzied by their
You're far too kind, Dean. Far too kind.
Yeah, well, perhaps.
I tell you what, hold right there. Hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. Dean is his last four articles. Nearly, have been about the Rittenhouse trial. They're at amoland.com, where there's well over 1,800 plus more other articles of his there waiting for you. Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jury deciding Kyle Rittenhouse's fate is done deliberating for a third day. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and injuring a third during protests and riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. This as a cable news network is banned from the courthouse where the trial is being held.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder saying that he's reviewing a police report that details someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailing the bus transporting the jurors. Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department saying 268,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's a drop of 1,000 from the previous week's revised total. USA Radio News. The Biden administration has reportedly flew more than 70 charter flights with illegal immigrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into Jacksonville, Florida, over the last 6 months, according to records from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains what he believes to be the reason for the Biden administration trying to keep these flights undetected on Fox Business.
You can go to the most liberal city in America and you ask them, are you okay with us dumping 78 planeful of illegal immigrants that just arrived into your city? The answer would be no. It would be deeply unpopular in from San Francisco to anywhere in the Deep South. And that's why they don't want to talk about it.
The Biden administration says illegal immigrants are being connected with sponsors or NGOs that will take care of them as required under United States law. The Dow ending Thursday on a down note, at the closing bell losing 60 points to fall to 35,871. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten about the ongoing Rittenhouse trial. Where would you like to take this now, sir?
Well, I want to continue on with the weapons charge and Dominic Black. Because Dominic was charged 2 months after the event by Prosecutor Binger. And it's kind of weird because, you know, it appears why charge him? Well, if you're going to continue the facade, the charade that Rittenhouse was in illegal possession, then it would make sense to charge him as the person who illegally supplied him with a weapon. And because, since he was the legal owner of the two rifles, his and Kyle, well, both of them belonged to his, but one that Kyle carried, one that he carried. If you want to get those rifles and make sure they're destroyed, then you need to charge him somehow. But as he never actually supplied a dangerous weapon to someone under the age of 18, because the exception in the law means supplying a rifle is not a problem, and it's not against the law, then that charge just goes away. Now, the other part of this is sort of interesting, is this may be one of the most famous trials to happen in the United States in the last 50 years. It's probably reaching right up there with the, L.A. Riot trial back in the 90s. there are a lot of people watching this trial. And that means that those rifles become very valuable because they are a part of history. From what we have seen of these kind of things, it's very plausible that Kyle's rifle could end up being worth $250,000. I wouldn't be surprised to see Dominic, the rifle Kyle carried, I should say, to be precise, it still legally belongs to Dominic Black. And the rifle that Dominic Black carried could easily be worth $10,000 because they're part of this history. Well, if they just destroy them, they have no value. But if both Kyle and Dominic are cleared of their charges, there's no way that the prosecution can legally keep those rifles. They have to be returned, and then they're worth a lot of money. And I would say, because Dominic and Kyle had entered into an agreement that the rifle would be transferred to him once he legally could own it, then they should continue with that oral contract and transfer it to him. People have talked about straw purchase and whether straw purchase under the federal law applies in this case. And I contend it doesn't, because there's three elements to a straw purchase. You have to buy it with the intent that you're going to transfer it to somebody else. Then you have to take possession of it. Then you have to transfer it. If you don't ever actually transfer it to anybody else, there's no straw purchase. He never actually transferred it to Kyle. It has to be a substantial transfer. Can't be just for 10 minutes or a week where you loan somebody a rifle on a hunting trip. It has to be substantial that you intend for them to have it. And Kyle only had it for a few hours. The idea that there was a substantial transfer is laughable. So it doesn't fit under the straw purchase law either. And I believe that's why there hasn't been any charges against Dominic Black as a straw purchaser. There haven't been any charges because there's no charge there. So I think those things are very, very interesting in the Rittenhouse case. And I think that what we see in the Rittenhouse case is kind of a microcosm of the split in American society. American media and a small group of far leftists, which include a lot of politicians, by the way, believe that the people who rioted on the streets of Kenosha are the ones who should be in charge of society. Or at least they should be allowed to riot as long as they're accomplishing something that the ruling class wants accomplished. They certainly don't believe that you should be able to defend yourself against them. The rest of America believes, oh, yeah, you should be able to defend yourself against a bunch of rioters that are trying to kill you. And I think that's why, in this case, the prosecutor isn't really too concerned about the law or justice. He just wants to send a message. If you're opposed to us, we will get you. That's what it seems to me.
Well, do you think and I refer to the prosecutor now as Trigger Finger Binger, since he decided to get up there and point a weapon at the jury. Isn't that,
you know,
here in South Carolina, if I did that, that's a felony.
Yeah, and he's implying that that was the provocation from Kyle Rittenhouse that disqualifies him for self-defense. So, he did not come off. As far as I can tell, Binger totally shows himself as someone who doesn't know anything about firearms or ammunition and has no interest in it.
Right.
So, I think that what may have happened, he may have read the first part of the law in 948.60 and said, oh, it's slam dunk. And then later on, when he bothered to read the rest of the law, it's like, ouch. You know, so then they tried to make up this weird interpretation of the law that it only applies to hunting, and that's just not true. I've written extensively on it. I did significant research on the legislative history of the law. It's just not true.
Yeah.
It you know, long guns, rifles and shotguns have always been legal for 16 and 17-year-olds to carry in Wisconsin.
So,
pistols were only illegal for him to carry since 1956, I believe.
Well, here's my thing. This is my thing. They've called out the National Guard now. You've got a bunch of people protesting, calling him a racist, even though he killed white people, and he's white. I don't know exactly how that parlays itself into racism.
Well, you see, if you're in line politically with what the powerful people in politics want,
right,
you're black by proxy.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, I've noticed that they've started doing this thing now where if you're black in actuality and you don't tout the approved narrative, then you become a white supremacist.
Yeah, by proxy. Absolutely.
By proxy, yeah.
It is the most insane thing. It's absolutely Orwellian, and they say it with a straight face.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So it's quite interesting to watch them go through their little machinations. I want you to hold on one more time, if you would. And we're going to, you know. Dean.
Very good.
Has been writing for his prolific streak is beyond anything anybody else has done. He has covered the entire spectrum of the gun culture, of the gun world, of whatever trends in guns, politics, reviews, hunting, legal stuff. Well worth your time. It's all at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com, as we head into the final moments here of the show tonight. Where would you like us to go now, Dean?
Well, let's see. How about we go to the Dred Scott book review?
Okay.
That's something that it's a wonderful little book that was written by David T. Hardy. You may know that Dave is a scholar in about Second Amendment issues and has written extensively on the Second Amendment. And I would even go so far as to call him a Second Amendment advocate simply because merely to acknowledge the existence and importance of the Second Amendment makes you an advocate for it. And this little book, it's 84 pages, still available. You might have to look for it. I don't think there's a recent printing on it. Goes into detail about the Dred Scott decision. Now, the Dred Scott decision was made in 1857. And it was an absolute, incredibly well-followed and argued decision that changed everything in the United States. Now, in 1857, there was a lot of controversy about slavery in the United States. And that's how one of the major reasons we ended up in the war between the states or civil war or whichever you call it. And what Chief Justice Taney did in this decision is he said, essentially, black people can never be citizens of the United States, and they can't be allowed to be citizens. And I'm going to quote what he said in the decision about it because it's germane to the Second Amendment. He said, "It would give to persons of the Negro race who are recognized as citizens in any one state of the Union the right to enter every other state whenever they please, singly or in companies, without pass or passport, without obstruction, to sojourn there as long as they please, to go where they pleased at every hour of the day or night without molestation, unless they committed some violation of law for which a white man would be punished. and it would give them the full liberty of speech in public and in private upon all subjects upon which its own citizens might speak, to hold public meetings upon political affairs, and to keep and carry arms wherever they went. So the Supreme Court in 1857 clearly understood that the Second Amendment meant an individual right to keep and carry arms wherever you go. And Justice Taney said, well, we can't have that, because if black people have that, well, everything falls apart, basically. Now, this book, Dred Scott, The Inside Story, explains how and why the case got to the Supreme Court and what Chief Justice Taney was hoping to accomplish with it. And what you find out is that Chief Justice Taney hoped to end the controversy about slavery and preserve the Union, and that's why he set up this case this way and ruled the way he did. But in fact, it completely backfired. The best laid plans of men and chief justices apparently often fall apart. And while he thought that it would defuse the controversy because the Supreme Court had spoken and nobody would worry about it anymore, no, that's not what happened. Actually, it made the controversy worse. The slave states were emboldened because they thought they had the Constitution on their side, and we erupted in Civil War just 3 years later. So understanding how that happened, and that this case was a setup from the beginning, and its purpose was to try to prevent a civil war from breaking out, or at least try to stop the controversy of slavery, shows you how hard it is to figure out what your actions will result in. And Hardy says it this way. He says this: the book illustrates the problem with, I wrote this, they just emphasized it in my review. The book illustrates the problem with grand conspiracy, the law of unintended consequences. Hardy persuasively argues the Dred Scott decision led directly to the election of Abraham Lincoln and the war that followed. And I think that he makes a really good case. So when I look at some of the historical events that we are currently undergoing, like the election of Joe Biden as president and Kamala Harris as vice president, which I don't think 6 years ago anybody would have said, oh, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And it's completely hard to believe that may actually have completely different consequences than what the people who pushed for their election want. It appears right now, where you're out, that there's a red wave, a conservative wave building, and we may reach a large majority in the House and a significant majority in the Senate in the 2024 or 2022 election. That's a year out. It's a long way. But that's the way it's looking right now. And then there's the possibility of getting a president, whether it's Donald Trump or somebody else, who actually believes that, their job is to do well by the United States, to protect and defend the United States and the Constitution, instead of people who think they should, serve over the decline of the United States while lining their pockets in the process. So to all those who are interested in American history, the Supreme Court, Civil War, and the Second Amendment, I recommend this little book by David T. Hardy, Dred Scott, The Inside Story. And he covers it all in only 84 pages. I think he does a really good job.
Yeah. That sounds quite economic as far as calling it a book.
He does a good job at it. Somebody in responding to the review said, Hardy does this in 84 pages. I read another book that was 257 pages, and it doesn't do as good a job.
Hmm.
So he does a good job with it.
So you're going to be here tomorrow?
I intend to be.
Okay. Maybe we'll actually know what's going to happen with this trial.
We might. Gosh, it is. It's become a nail biter because I'm firmly convinced that Rittenhouse did not commit any crimes that night and it should be entire acquittal. But we don't know. One of the things that may happen is that Judge Schroeder may pull another rabbit out of his hat like he did with the gun charge and at the last minute say, dismissed. I mean, yep. He gets back, there's five charges, he gets back four acquittals, and he says, on the last one, dismissed with prejudice. He could do that.
Yep. So I guess we're going to see. It is, you know, and tomorrow I want to discuss this with you. I'll just give you the tease now. Once this is done, I think we should see all these red states getting out here and pushing for codification of self-defense. Because that's been what has really been on trial, is armed self-defense. And,
it wouldn't be on trial if Binger or the prosecutors followed their oath of office and followed the law. They're just, they look like corrupt scumbags, in my opinion.
Yeah, they do.
They're just incompetent.
They look like incompetent scumbags. But thank you for joining me today. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. I will talk to you tomorrow, sir. And as far as the rest of us, we'll be reconvening right here tomorrow and about 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.